I've made a couple personnel changes that will really help them.
Now, Chava Lopez, a great shooter from Hillcrest High sophomore, had been acting as the point guard. That's the change, one of the changes, isn't it?
No, that's correct. I think they must be using a kid by the name of Gary Huber that played out at UNA last year, and he played off and on against us over to Price, and I felt like towards the last of the ball game, he made several key passes that were basically good passes that were missed. And I got the impression over there that he was quarterback in the ball club, and with Huber in there, they're definitely a quicker ball club.
Now, Lopez, since that change, has been coming on with his shooting.
Well, I think probably what's happened is it's relieved him of the quarterback responsibility.
Forget that March 2nd
heavy shooters to come out of Utah high school basketball, as he proved, couldn't make the Hillcrest High School team as a sophomore, but made it as a junior, all-stater, and a chance as an high school All-American as a senior, made all-state, and some honorable mentions list on All-American ratings. Lopez is okay, still limping a little bit, trying to work off that limping sore ankle. Inbounds comes to Lopez. Lopez back to Huber. Set shot from 25. 2 points by Gary Huber, and CEU takes a lead 8-6. 16:24 left in the first half of play. Kip Staley, bounce pass on the right side to Rose. In deep to the low post to Reigns. Along the baseline, Paskett. Jump shot, 2 points. Leave him alone from 10, and he'll drill it. Paskett ties the score. 8-all with 16:10 left in the first half of play. Both of these teams can shoot. Good shooters, and they like to run on occasion. Lob pass by Owens, intended in deep, knocked away by Dixie. Saved by CEU, but right into the hands of Jerry Judkins. Huber still into the stands. Reigns to Rose, cross court to Staley. Staley along the baseline to Judkins. The advantage disappears as Huber gets back. Long jump shot by Staley, 2 points. 20 feet away, Staley got the screen and hit the basket. 10-8, and Dixie takes that 2-point lead right back. Against the 2-3 zone, CEU wants to time out. With 15:39 left in the first half of play, it's Dixie 10, College of Eastern Utah 8.
Before the game, during the game, or after the game, take the entire family or group to Gail Larson's Frost Top, 858 East St. George Boulevard, to dine. Frost Top's menu is sure to please everyone in your party because it's so versatile. You can enjoy anything you desire, from a Coke or a cup of coffee to a well-balanced meal, and everyone can have something different. Service is prompt and friendly, and the food is good at the Frost Top out on East St. George Boulevard, just off the freeway.
We should all be concerned about taking care of and conserving our resources. And it's a nice feeling to know that you have a partner in that goal. It's cold weather season, and time to put conservation practices to a real test. When a furnace is not running at its top efficiency, it's costing you more than is necessary. So call Dixogas. They will get it running at its peak. So you'll get the most out of your fuel dollar. Dixogas, your partner in conservation.
Back here at the Dixie College Gymnasium, Alan Campbell, 6'8" center, into the lineup for CEU, and Gary Huber promptly throws the ball away right into the hands of Cal Paskett, into the middle of the basketball floor to David Rose. Rose to Staley. Staley head fakes out of the corner, jump shot, soft touch, tapped up and in by Jerry Judkins. This time Judkins was there. Judkins has a nose for the basketball. 12-8, 4-point lead by Dixie. Jerry Judkins, outstanding performer. Although he doesn't have that much physical talent, he can do the job on pure hustle. Brent Owens has the ball knocked out of bounds by Judkins, out of bounds to CEU. 12-8, 4-point lead by College of Eastern Utah, or by Dixie over CEU. Huber, lob pass into the corner to Morrill, back out in front to Huber, cross court to Brent Owens, jump shot by Owens, soft touch, not soft enough, tap up, no good by Morrill, brought down by Judkins to Staley, to David Rose, backs into his man against Huber, lays it up and in. Beautiful reverse move by David Rose, as he went to the basket and banked it up and in with a 5-foot jump shot. Lob pass goes to Brent Owens. Going for the steal was Rose, couldn't come up with it. To Morrill, the pass knocked up in the air by Dixie, picked up by Jerry Judkins, saved to Kip Staley, 4-on-2, fast break, lob pass to David Rose, into the corner to Reigns. The fast break doesn't develop, Kip Staley starts to drive and moves the pivot foot, turnover by Dixie. The fast break didn't develop, 4-on-2, and suddenly CEU was back after a high pass. from Staley to Jim Raines. 14-8, 6-point lead by the Rebels. Lob pass under the basket, hits the backboard and into the hands of Jerry Judkins. Judkins, lead pass to Cal Paskett, to the baseline, Paskett out into the corner to Kip Staley, all alone, jump shot from 10, no good, rebound tapped around by Staley, personal foul on Staley, climbing up the back of a ball player, looked like Gary Huber was the man he was on the back of. Personal foul number one on Staley, trying to tail his own shot, and that was a case of being in the wrong place at the wrong time, Bob.
That's right. However, that's only the first team foul on Dixie this ball game.
One team foul on each team. A very clean ball game so far. 14-8, 6-point lead by Dixie. Pressuring David Rose out in front to Greg Morrill, to Gary Huber. Huber will set shoot from out there. Lob pass by Campbell in deep to Scholtek, and Scholtek with a turnaround jump shot. Campbell and Scholtek played with each other at Roy High School. Campbell was the center and Scholtek a forward at Roy High for Coach Ted Smith up there. So they've had experience of about 5 years of playing with each other on the same team. Jerry Judkins, cross court to Jim Raines. Raines starting to drive, trap on Raines. Lob pass stolen by Gary Huber. Huber out in front of David Rose. Rose up, tries to deflect it, can't. It goes in anyway. 14-12, and suddenly CEU has scored two unanswered baskets. The band from CEU is putting up quite a ruckus down at the far end. Staley at the angle to Jerry Judkins. Judkins trying to get some movement in the offense for Dixie. Long jump shot by Cal Paskett. No good. All alone under the basket is Brent Owens for CEU. CEU controlling the boards right now. Fast break. Huber to Morrill. Bank shot. 2 points. We have a tie ball game. 14-all. With 12:58 left, six straight points by CEU, and Dixie not getting the penetration and the movement on offense that they had hoped to get. Jerry Judkins looks in deep, can't find anybody. Out in front to Cal Paskett, to Kip Staley, to David Rose. Rose to Staley. Staley to Paskett. Paskett on the right side to Judkins. Judkins trying to get some movement. Looks to Kip Staley out of the corner. Staley doesn't take the shot. Staley to Cal Paskett. Paskett back to Staley. To Paskett, out in front. Paskett brought away from the basket. To Staley. Staley looks for David Rose. Rose at the angle. In deep to Raines. Turnaround jump shot in the lane. 2 points. Good patience on the passing game, and Raines gets the basket. 16-14. Dixie has not been drawing fouls on the opposing team by driving to the basket very much, and practice this week was designed to try to get more motion to the basket, but it hasn't showed yet for the Rebels. Gary Huber, lob pass in deep to Scholtek, gets beyond Judkins and lays it up and in. 2 points. 16-16 ball game, tie game. Doug Allred wants timeout for the Rebels with 12:03 left in the ball game. Dixie 16, CEU 16.
Mont's Texaco is a full-service service station. Their staff is competent. Now is the time to go to Mont's Texaco for an oil change, tune-up, or any other automotive need. Whether you'll be in a country that anticipates freezes or not, you should have your radiator protected to 20 degrees below zero, especially if your car has air conditioning. They're fast, fair, and friendly at Mont's Texaco, 945 East St. George Boulevard in St. George. See them soon.
Marty's on West Highway 91 has perhaps the best pizza and sandwiches you'll ever taste. Only the finest ingredients are used in our fresh-made pizza. It's Marty's pleasure to offer you, their customer, a wide range of musical entertainment every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Starting Monday, Marty's delicious hot pastrami sandwich is only 99 cents. During February, coffee is only one thin dime. All this plus college students showing their activity card will get a 10% discount. Don't miss Marty's delicious all-you-can-eat pizza lunch specials for under $2. Marty's, where the best things in town are happening.
Inbounds pass comes to Dixie, and Cal Paskett drives to the baseline, puts it up and in from five. Soft touch for Paskett. That gives Dixie the 18-16 lead. Chava Lopez up walking along the sidelines, had to go to the dressing room for a little work on his ankle. I assume a little taping job. Greg Morrill has a notion, doesn't take the shot. Gary Huber will shoot from that free throw line. Pass intended in deep for Alan Scholtek. Too hot, and Scholtek can't hang on to it. Scholtek being shaped up on the one side, either the left side or the right side of the keyhole, down along the baseline, just like he was in high school, has long arms. He's 6'6 and plays taller than 6'6 because of those long arms. Cal Paskett to Kip Staley, to David Rose. Jump shot from the angle. 2 points, David Rose. 20-18, 4-point lead by Dixie. Good perimeter shooting by David Rose that time. 11-14 left in the first half of play. High post to Campbell. Turnaround jump shot swishes for two. Jim Raines with a hand up there trying to block it. Couldn't. Reigns 3 inches shorter than Campbell. David Rose veers to the right. Jump shot from the angle. Short. Off CEU. Almost saved. Out of bounds by Dixie. Touched last by Dixie. Out of bounds to CEU. Doug Allred hollering instructions to Cal Paskett. I think he was a little unhappy with where Paskett was on the rebound. He wasn't there. Inbounds in deep to Scholtek. Turnaround jump shot from 5 feet away, and Scholtek hits a 20-20 ball game with 10:46 left in the first half of play. Tight ball game between these two, CEU and Dixie. David Rose on the right side to Paskett. Paskett wants to get it in deep, gets it in along the baseline to Kip Staley. Out in front to David Rose. Rose loses the ball, gets it cross court to Jerry Judkins. To the high post to Reigns. Overloading the zone, jump shot by Staley, no good. Rebound off the hands of Rose, knocked out of bounds by CEU. The official had a hesitation there, like he was going to call it out of bounds to CEU. Instead, it's out of bounds to Dixie. Inbounds from Rose to Cal Paskett. Paskett on the right side gets it to Rose at the angle. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Dixie wants to get some movement on their offense. It hasn't started yet. David Rose looks for Kip Staley. Can't find him. Jerry Judkins. Judkins penetrates. Starts the layup and then dishes off to Cal Paskett. Paskett has the ball knocked away by Huber. Picked up by Brent Owens. Fast break coming the other way. Huber slows it down at the top of the key. CEU can't get back before Dixie's defense does. Gary Huber on the right side to Owens. Owens jump shot from 22 points. 22-20. CEU takes a lead. Dixie having problems with her offensive motion. They aren't getting the easy shot underneath. The good lob pass. Jim Reigns out in front to Kip Staley. Jump shot by Staley, no good. Rebound back to Staley from five. Bank shot, no good. Rebound into the arms of Greg Morrow. Reaching in is Jerry Judkins. Trying to go after the rebound. 22-20. 2-point lead, and Judkins gets his first personal foul. Team foul number two on Dixie. CEU with the basketball. On the left side, Greg Morrell. Shot partially deflected. Picked out of the air by Kip Staley. Fast break. Lead pass by Staley to Rose. Takes it away from Huber. Rose to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Foul on the play. Brent Owens. Owens complains he thought he had the offensive foul on Rose, but he just didn't get there. Rose got there just a half step sooner. Two-shot foul coming up for David Rose. Rose, 6 feet three from Houston, Texas. A freshman. Trying to get a little better free throw shooting from the Dixie Rebels. The official is handing the ball to David Rose, and he was looking over to Doug Allred. Shot is up and good by David Rose. 22-21. Rose could tie it with this shot. 9:30 left in the first half, and he does. 22-all. Dixie and CEU. So far, Coach Allred's right. It's tough. It's tough. Pass in deep, intended for the center. Alan Campbell knocked away, picked up by CEU. 3 second violation. Alan Campbell parked in there too long. Closed in on by that zone defense, just couldn't get away. Turnover by CEU and Dixie with the basketball. Kip Staley, David Rose in backcourt. No substitutions used yet by Dixie, only one by CEU. And that's Alan Campbell. Cal Paskett at the ankle to Kip Staley out in front to David Rose. No movement yet. Rose trying to get something in deep to Jerry Judkins, looking for the back door. Rose to Staley, to Reigns. Reigns to the basket, lays it up, misses it. Comes in, right back out. Brent Owens there for the rebound. Gary Huber on the dribble, quickly into forecourt. Huber veers left, bounce pass into the corner to Morrell. Morrell back out in front to Huber. Huber backs away from trouble to Morrell. Morrell looks cross-court, passes cross-court to Owens. Owens trying to get away from a couple of Dixie ball players, forces the jump shot, no good. Rebound tapped around, up and in by Alan Scholtek. Scholtek on the basket, 24-22, 2-point lead by CEU. And CEU having a better time of it on the boards. Lob pass along the baseline to Paskett, out in front to Judkins, to Staley. Staley from 20, shot up and good. Kip Staley with a basket, 24-24. With 8:20 left in this first half of this basketball game, CEU on the attack against that 2-3 zone. Lob pass in deep to the low post to Scholtek. Give and go to Campbell, and Campbell has the easy layup. Nobody picked up Campbell, and he went to the basket, and he's strong. 6'8 and muscular. 26-24, CEU with a 2-point lead once again. Paskett looks in deep to Rose. Out in front to Jerry Judkins. Judkins into the corner to Staley. All alone from 15. Staley puts it up. Soft touch, not enough. Tap up, no good by Reigns. Rebound brought down by Brent Owens. Owens quickly into forecourt. Dixie having problems with the boards, and they're normally the number one rebounding team in the league. They had problems last weekend. CEU's the number two rebounding team. With their good size and muscle, you can see why. Huber on the right side. Owens, jump shot from 20. Soft touch, not enough. Rebound, Jim Raines. Raines under pressure to Jerry Judkins. Quickly up court to David Rose. Rose to the middle of the court. Jump shot from 10. Soft touch, good. David Rose waited till Staley got under the basket and then went up with a jump shot. Staley was covered, couldn't get the pass to him. Easy, good shot for Rose. On the right side to Owens. Pass in deep to Morrill. Traveling call. Morrill couldn't get the dribble down before he moved the pivot foot. Bob? You wanted to say something. I'm sorry.
I'm just waiting to see who you said made that basket. I didn't see it. It was blocked my vision.
Okay. David Rose. Last time. Kip Staley on the right side to Cal Paskett. Paskett out in front to Staley. At the high post to Jim Raines. Raines in along the baseline to Paskett. Jump shot from 10. 2 points. Cal Paskett with another basket. Paskett with 10 points on 5 baskets. 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Huber to the high post to Campbell. Through his hands. Picked up by Jim Raines. Out in front to Kip Staley. Bounce pass to Rose. Rose has the ball stripped away. Reaching across is Gary Huber. Huber with personal foul. I believe that's number one on Huber. We'll have to check. Number one on Gary Huber? Let's see. Number one on Huber. Common foul, out of bounds to Dixie. Pass out near forecourt to Cal Paskett, out near the midcourt line, I should say, to David Rose, back to Paskett at the angle, trying to get some motion on the offense again. Dixie finally started to get some. Judkins quickly cross court to the weak side of Paskett. Jump shot from 10, 2 points. Now Dixie starting to get some movement on their passing. And opening up some easy shots. 30-26, 4-point lead by the Rebels over CEU with 6:21 left in the first half. Pass by Morrill, knocked out of bounds by Cal Paskett. Out of bounds to Dixie. Coming into the lineup is Chava Lopez. Coming out is Alan Campbell. So Morrill, Scholtek, and Owens will play up front. And Chava Lopez back into the lineup. Inbounds pass from Huber, stolen by Paskett. Quickly up court, Judkins to Staley, to Rose along the baseline. Jump shot, misses everything. Rebound brought down by Paskett. Paskett at the angle to Jim Raines. Want to set up again. Kip Staley starts to drive, has the ball stripped away. Picked up by Chava Lopez. Lopez all alone out in front of everybody for two. Chava Lopez picks up basket number two. 4 points on the evening for Lopez. Rose on the left side to Kip Staley. Staley at the angle to Judkins. In deep to Raines. Rolls to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Tap up by Paskett. Hangs on the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Morrill. Stolen away by Judkins. Shot up. No good. Rebound Judkins. Judkins loses it out of bounds. Out of bounds to Dixie. And Greg Morrill's wondering what he can do to get a foul. He was under there with three Rebels. And no foul called on the Rebels as they were banging away with Morrill. Kip Staley out in front, jump shot from 20, too long, rebound off the hands of Judkins, off the hands of Owens. Will they call it a jump ball or out of bounds to Dixie? Owens knocked it away from Judkins out of bounds, inbounds from Judkins to Rose to Jim Raines at the point. Raines on the right side to Cal Paskett, Paskett and along the baseline it goes to Judkins. Judkins in deep, no, can't get it, out in front to Staley, to Rose, quickly to the weak side to Cal Paskett. Paskett to the baseline, lays it up and in, goes to the floor, no foul, no contact actually, he just lost his balance. 32-28, 4-point lead by Dixie. Chava Lopez from 20, shot up, too long, rebound brought down by Cal Paskett. Foul underneath goes to whom? Somebody by CEU. It looks like Scholtek. Alan Scholtek with personal foul number one on Scholtek. That should be 3 personal fouls on CEU. Neither team has put the other even close to penalty situation. Staley in deep to Paskett. Out in front to Staley. To Rose. Cross court to Judkins. Judkins drives. Jump shot from 10. Bank shot. Soft. Good. 2 points. Judkins, under pressure, went up with a good shot and banked it up and in. And Judkins trying to get a little more confidence in his shooting. 6-point lead by Dixie, 34-28 to Chava Lopez. Out in front to Huber. Huber left all alone at the point. He'll drill it from out there. Doesn't this time. To Lopez from 25. 2 points. Lopez, soft touch. Does not like to drive that much. But you get him on the perimeter and he can hit those baskets all night. Good shooter. Staley under pressure. To Raines, along the baseline to Paskett. Paskett, jump shot from 15, no good. Rebound brought down by Judkins, knocked off his hands by Raines, unavoidably picked up by Chava Lopez, coming the other way. CEU back quickly on offense, but Dixie's back on defense. Huber in deep to Scholtek, shot up, no good. Scholtek follows in for two. Scholtek got in the middle of that Dixie zone and got 2 shots at it. as Scholtek with those long arms got great rebounding position, 34-32. Judkins along the baseline to Paskett. Paskett double teamed out in front to Judkins. DeRose all alone from 20. 2 points, David DeRose. 36-32, 4-point lead by Dixie. Lead pass goes to Scholtek. Scholtek goes to the basket, lay it up and in. Personal foul, Jim Raines. Raines trying to get in front of Scholtek, and Scholtek went around him, and Raines hooked him. Basket is good. Scholtek can bring CEU back to within 1 point. Raines, personal foul number one on Jim Raines. Scholtek with a chance to complete the 3-point play. 36-34 currently is the score. Dixie out in front of CEU. Shot up and good by Scholtek. Good shooter. Excellent free throw shooter. Dixie with Cal Paskett bringing it up across the 10-second line. Now David Rose at the point. Rose veers around his man, Gary Huber. Jump shot from 25, no good. Followed up and in by Paskett. Rose came right to the point, saw the opening, took the shot, and Paskett under there for the rebound. 38-35, 3-point lead Dixie. Lopez from 25, too long, rebound. Brought down by Kip Staley under pressure. Late pass to David Rose. Rose right into the middle of the court. Drives all the way. Lays it up and in. Nobody picked up David Rose, so he had a clear lane to the basket. Kurt Jensen wants a timeout for CEU with 3:14 left in the ball in the first half of play. Dixie 40, CEU 35.
If you're thinking about a new car, you should see Peterson Buick Pontiac GMC, 391 West St. George Boulevard. You'll thrill at the styling, comfort, and luxury offered by Buick in the LeSabres and limited editions on hand. You'll love the Regal, the Special, and the Skylarks, too, by Buick. There's a Buick to please your desires and your budget right now, ready to drive home at Peterson Buick Pontiac GMC. Be sure to see all the new 1977 Pontiacs, too, at Peterson's. And don't forget the King of the Road, GMC pickups.
From St. George, this is KDXU. From St. George, this is KDXU.
Marty's on West Highway 91 has perhaps the best pizza and sandwiches you'll ever taste. Only the finest ingredients are used in our fresh-made pizza. It's Marty's pleasure to offer you, their customer, a wide range of musical entertainment every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Starting Monday, Marty's delicious hot pastrami sandwich is only 99 cents. During February, coffee is only one thin dime. All this plus college students showing their activity card will get a 10% discount. Don't miss Marty's delicious all-you-can-eat pizza lunch specials for under $2. Marty's, where the best things in town are happening.
Back here at the Dixie College Gymnasium, Chava Lopez with the basketball inbounds. Out in front to Huber, cross court to Morrill, on into the corner to Lopez. CEU with the basketball, trailing 40-35. Dixie starting to get some momentum against the Golden Eagles. Chava Lopez at the angle, out in front. It goes to Morrill, in along the baseline to Alan Scholtek. Scholtek can't penetrate that zone. Out in front to Owens, to Lopez. Lopez will take the shot from out there. They leave him alone. He puts it up, no good. Rebound, Jerry Judkins, once again with a rebound. Out in front to David Lopez. Lopez to bring it up at the point. Lopez, head fakes to the right side, traveling. Move the pivot foot. David Rose set that pivot foot down hard and moved it after he set it down hard. Problem. Turnover by Dixie. 2:30 left in this first half of play. 40-35. 5-point lead by Dixie as they've been able to shoot well, get some movement in the second part of this first half of play in the last 7 minutes. Driving the baseline to Scholtek. Can't get it. Lob pass out in front. Stolen by Staley. Lead pass to Judkins. Rose out in front of everybody, but Judkins can't get it to him. Lob pass by Judkins. Stolen by Brent Owens. Good hands up play by Brent Owens. The sophomore experience. Lead pass from Lopez to Huber. Misses the hook. Running hook shot. Brought down by Dixie. Pass break the other way. David Rose. In along the baseline to Staley. To Judkins. Judkins to Raines. All alone for the layup. Good heads-up play by Judkins. Assist to Jerry Judkins. Basket to Jim Raines. Rose got it to Staley. Staley couldn't have the shot. Got it out in front to Judkins, and he found a way to get Raines all alone under the basket. Driving is Lopez. Missed the shot. Partially deflected. Picked out of the air by Jerry Judkins. Judkins into the middle of that court to Kip Staley. Offensive foul on Jerry Judkins. Judkins picks up personal foul number two. Tough call on Judkins after he passed off to... Kip Staley ran into his defensive man, 42-35. A minute 37 left in the first half of play. Huber at the point against the zone. 1-3-1 offense thrown up by CEU against this 2-3 zone. Actually, now it's more a 2-1-2 zone. Driving is Lopez. Shot deflected. Picked out of the air by Judkins. Lead pass to Jim Raines. Raines looking for the middle lane of the fast break. Doesn't develop. Raines out in front to Paskett. The big men are out front and the guards are in deep. Judkins, lob pass into the corner to Staley. Can't get the shot away. Lob pass out in front to Paskett. Almost thrown away to Jim Raines. Cross court to Judkins. To David Rose. All alone from 25. 2 points. 44-35. 9-point lead by Dixie. And Dixie doing quite a job on that zone defense, getting the hands up. Lob pass on the right side to Morrill. Morrill, bounce pass in deep, kicked out of bounds by Dixie. Out of bounds to CEU. 55 seconds left in the first half of play. 44-35, 9-point lead by the Rebels. Morrill inbounds to Gary Huber. Back to Morrill. Morrill has an ocean out of the corner. Instead gets it in deeper to Owens. Puts the shot up. Personal foul on whom? Jim Raines. That should be number two on Raines. Two-shot foul coming up for Brent Owens. That's team foul number four, five on Dixie, and four on CEU we have. Can I say officially, Bob? Can't say officially. Into the lineup comes number 45 for CEU. That's Rob Hamlin. Hamlin into the lineup, a 6'3" freshman from Roy, Utah. He played on that same basketball team with Alan Campbell and Alan Scholtek. So Ted Smith must be guiding some of his ball players down to Price, Utah. First shot is up and good by Owens. Owens steadies himself. Second shot is up and that's also good. 2 points by Brent Owens. 44-37, back down to a 7-point lead. Kip Staley working at the point guard position on the left side to David Rose. Rose looks in deep, out in front to Kip Staley. Dixie may go for the one shot here to end the first half of play with 35 seconds left. Staley out in front near the 10-second line to David Rose. Rose looks up at the clock, back to Staley, playing catch with David Rose. Rose starts to drive, gets some lane but doesn't take it to Kip Staley. Staley starts to drive, lays it up under pressure, puts it up and in. Will it count? The basket is good. Personal foul will go to CEU. Kip Staley forced the layup and got it for 2 points. Evidently, the foul is after the shot on Kip Staley. Offensive foul on Staley. I thought it was going to be picked up on CEU. That's number two on Staley. So 46-37, 9-point lead by Dixie with 21 seconds left, and now CEU will try for the last shot. Rob Hamlin under pressure. Pass stolen by Cal Paskett to Kip Staley. Lead pass goes to David Rose along the baseline with 12 seconds left. Dixie's going to set it up for the final shot. Into the high post to Jim Raines. Raines under pressure. Cross court to Jerry Judkins. Out in front to David Rose. Rose all alone from 20. Jump shot, no good. Rebound Judkins. Puts the shot up, blocked. No good. And that's the way the first half ends. Dixie 46, College of Eastern Utah 37. Back in 60 seconds.
It's D&L Tire and Service Center next to Whitney's Gas and Goodies for all types of automotive service. Stop by D&L Tire and Service Center, meet Dane Cannon and his tire department manager, Ted Jacobson. You'll find everything from recaps to the finest Michelin steel radials and a good selection of Remington and Uniroyals, too, at D&L Tire and Service Center. Try them for muffler and brake work, tire balancing, front end alignment. D&L Tire and Service Center out on South St. George Boulevard, just off the freeway.
Even picky eaters are pleased when you take them to Gail Larson's Frost Stop to eat. Each one can have his own heart's desire, and Mom doesn't become frustrated trying to fix for them. The menu has a tremendous selection. No need to settle for the specialty of the house. Stop at the Frost Stop often. Why, you can dine and enjoy the game on radio at the same time. It's a winning combination. College basketball and Larson's Frost Stop. How can you lose?
I think there will probably be some discussion in the locker room at halftime about the choice of final shots for the Dixie College Rebels. As Kip Staley drove into the basket, looked like he was going to have an easy layup, but CEU got back on defense quickly. He got the basket, but also picked up the offensive foul. After the steal coming back the other way, they could not get the good shot away, and they ended up settling for a 20-foot jump shot by David Rose, rebounded by Judkins, but he couldn't hang on to the ball long enough to get that rebound up and in. A good, strong game played by Dixie. They're getting more motion in their offense, but they're still not getting that motion towards the basket. And that's what Coach Doug Allred was trying to get at practice this week, was trying to get that motion towards the basket, pick up some fouls on the opposing team. Only a couple of times tonight has Dixie been able to get a couple of fouls, get fouls on CEU. And that has to be one of the problems so far for the Rebels. A marching group from College of Eastern Utah putting on the halftime show, accompanied by the College of Eastern Utah Golden Eagle Band on the far side, the Pep Band. Halftime score 46-37. Bob Beat is working on the statistics frantically, and we'll be back with halftime statistics after these messages.
We should all be concerned about taking care of and conserving our resources. And it's a nice feeling to know that you have a partner in that goal. It's cold weather season, and time to put conservation practices to a real test. When a furnace is not running at its top efficiency, it's costing you more than is necessary. So call Dixogas. They will get it running at its peak, so you'll get the most out of your fuel dollar. Dixogas, your partner in conservation. Mont's Texaco is a full-service service station. Their staff is competent. Now is the time to go to Mont's Texaco for an oil change, tune-up, or any other automotive need. Whether you'll be in a country that anticipates freezes or not, you should have your radiator protected to 20 degrees below zero, especially if your car has air conditioning. They're fast, fair, and friendly at Mont's Texaco, 945 East St. George Boulevard in St. George. See them soon.
You can hear the applause from the Dixie College faithful. We have a pretty good crowd here, Bob. And once again, not that big a crowd at the beginning of the ball game, but they have most of the lower bleachers filled and much of the upper bleachers on the north side also filled, so it's a good crowd for the Rebels tonight.
Yes, it really is, Larry, and it's increased twice since the tip-off. There's wasn't too many here to start with, but since the tip-off, why, we have that many more people.
Let's take a look at the halftime stats. You've been working hard with your calculator, all 10 of them, right?
Well, we have, as far as turnover, this has been, I might just say, before I give any statistics,